the idea, nowhere does the text say that death to sin becomes a reality when we die physically. It becomes a reality upon dying with what? Look what the rest of the passage says. Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized in Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through the baptism into death, so that Christ was raised from the dead. Folks, this is all talking about his death, burial, and resurrection, is it not? And the whole point of chapter 6 is saying you, as a believer, have, in essence, gone through the exact thing because you are all in Christ. In Christ, you died. In Christ, you rose. In Christ, you were resurrected. You were in the grave. In Christ, you did all of that. And that being the case, the truth is our inner man is absolutely dead to sin because we're in Christ. By the way, when Jesus died, we would all agree with this. Maybe this isn't... maybe this will help you. When you put the faith that God gave you and trust in Jesus Christ, was your inner man totally cleaned? Your inner man, yes or no? Yeah. Because you're a new creation, right? What does that mean, you're a new creation? Did you get a new body? No, you did get an inner new man. So what we're saying, what the text is clearly saying, and we're totally out of time, what the text is clearly saying is when you were saved, you were given a completely new inner man. It was totally recreated. It was totally brand new. And who gave that to you? Who gave it to you? God. And can God give you anything tainted? Therefore, your inner man was given to you absolutely perfect. How many are following? Does that make sense? Do you see? Now, we are totally out of time, and I didn't want to. But let me ask you, does Red Dog, or Red Dog, does Black Dog and White Dog make any sense if that's true? It makes absolutely no sense. We're just getting into this. How many want to continue next week? Okay, this is really important. The inner man is absolutely perfect. It's the outer man that the problem lies. That will be perfected. It'll be perfected when God glorifies. And by the way, if you've been called, you've also been justified. You've also been sanctified. And you will be glorified. All of those are true if you believe God's word. This inner man thing is a big deal. Are you getting it? Are you getting it? Or is it too confusing? Okay, there's more to come, and we'll get to it. Scott, did you have a question? Yes. Yes. Young Christian. Yes. 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 He had to be. It had to be. Yep. Paul or Scott's trying to bring up, this is really, it's, you're having my exact thoughts. So this whole story, according to this guy, I have to put that as a purview. Or a preface. According to, a disclaimer, very good. According to this guy, it was a missionary and one of the Native Americans, obviously, that he was missioning to. Thank you. How many understand that? So the chance, he's really young. And he comes young in the faith. So he comes and he's trying to express what it's like. And so this is what he comes up with. Just a second here. He's Native American. What is he going to come up with? He's going to bring all of his religion into his, all of his past religion, just like Ephesians did, just like Colossians did, just like Thessalonica did, just like all of them do. They bring in all their stuff, and then Paul has to sit there and say, no, get rid of that. But instead, the missionary said, oh, that's really cool. And it permeated the whole, all America. Literally, it's permeated it. Guess who's preaching against the black dog, white dog? Some guy in California. Some guy down in Florida. I didn't go to church with MacArthur. Did any of you? He heard the exact same thing. Now, if it was a Bible verse, oh, praise the Lord. But it's not. It comes from an immature Christian that has been saved out of spiritism in the Native American thought and perpetuated by a pastor who doesn't study. Literally, that's what happened. According, if we use the story is true. I don't even know if it's true. We need to be careful. We need to be very careful. But I'm excited about this, understanding that, listen, it's not, we don't have yin and yang in our heart. We don't have Satan on one side of the heart and God on the other side, and they're duking it out. That's not what's happening. Our inner man is absolutely pure because Christ saved us. It's this outer garbage that we've lived in for 40 years, almost 50, in my case, that is tainted, and it has been formed to the bottle. And that's why we struggle. Now, here's the deal. I don't have to introduce the rest of this. This is great. Next week, we can just start right away. 9 o'clock, we're going to start right away. But we're gonna go through that whole book, not the whole book, but that whole passage, 1 through 14, and exegete it, because there's more to it than just 1 and 2. It constantly talks about Christ's death and how we are in Christ's death. And that the old man, eventually said, the old man is absolutely dead. It's crucified. It's gone. That means it's gone. It's annihilated is the idea. And we'll see that in the text. Then what we will do is, after we understand it, now how am I going to deal with this carcass on my back? How do I deal with that? And we need to kill it. We need to kill every aspect that comes and keep killing. I think Saul is a great example. When he didn't kill, kept perpetuating. And then we'll go through how we can deal with this. We aren't going to feed Jesus. We're going to kill Satan. Kill sin. That's the issue. All right. How many got it? How many learned something today? A little bit. Maybe. Mr. Gaiman. Yeah, I'm sorry. See, it's tradition. Think biblically, not traditionally. Mr. Zarin, can you close us in a word of prayer, please?